咁我哋跟住咧就请阿 Vincent 咧同我哋介绍下维港两岸嘅土地利用嘅情况，即系议程嘅第四项。有请 Vincent。
多谢主席。咁有鉴于上次会议咧，就陈伟群问关于即系成个维港两岸究竟嗰、那个即系土地嘅即系利用系即系如何啦？咁其实好多嘅土地咧喺过去嗰、那个小组委员会，我哋嗰个海港区域检讨小组委员会会议入边咧，其实喺维港两岸咧系唔同嘅发展啦。包括是政府的工程啊，或者是一些某一些私人的发展，或者是一些未被即未賣出去的規劃 發展呢，其實都沒有在那個小組委員會那裡談過的。咁大家都理解呢，就凡是不在啟德或者不在灣仔的土地利用呢，咁都會在那個即這個小組委員會裡面談的。咁所以嗰陣我都會帶大家咧，係去即係有一個即係即係涉獵一下咧，就係話即係兩岸究竟即係我哋睇過嘅或者係即係而家準備使用嘅係一啲乜嘢嘢嘅海旁嘅用途。咁小組委員會除咗係話睇即係呢啲個別嘅土地用途之外咧，咁其實一個好重要嘅工作喺過去嘅兩年咧，就係話。我哋做咗個整體嘅海港規劃原則啦，咁同埋個海港規劃指引啊。咁我哋覺得即係呢兩樣嘢係好重要，因為喺即係我哋不能夠將成個維港兩岸嘅工作全部暫停去等一個即係整體嘅維港規劃。咁其實有啲嘢係會自己一路發生緊。咁但係咧就係話喺一路發生嘅時候，有冇一啲大嘅原則好使我哋共建維港委員會啦？或者是城規會啦，或者是外面公眾人士或者是商界，他們有一個一堆的指引可以跟隨，即是當他們是去做維港兩岸的土地規劃的時候。咁其實即係呢個我哋睇到喺個指引同埋個原則喺過去都發揮咗功效嘅，因為好多某一啲嘅工程啊，或者係計劃咧嚟到個小組委員會嘅時候咧，咁即係呢個指引其實都俾到一個相當即係清晰嘅導向咧，就話嗰啲工作應該點做嚇。咁或者我將時間就即係阿 Sally 可以幫我撳一撳嗰個 PowerPoint 同大家講一講。咁我哋由香港島講起啦，咁即係大家前面見到嘅就係上環啦。咁咁實上環海旁即係呢一邊咧，就即係都喺順德公園、順德中心啊，同埋即係嗰個西環嗰、那個市場中間嗰個海港咧，咁其實都有一啲連串嘅計劃嘅。咁譬如有一個中山紀念公園啦，咁即係呢個其實咧，亦都係喺即係2006年9月咧，係由即係建築署的同事是向我們的小組委員會是講過的。那這個就是那個孫中山公園那個地方啦。其實有部分的土地呢，其實現在已經 是個公園的第一期的已經是在做的了。咁跟住呢就係話下一期呢，其實就喺個孫中山公園度呢有第二期嘅工程啦。咁亦都會有個即係公園亦都係聯繫咗嗰個海濱長廊。咁亦都係有一個嘅即係 swimming pool complex 啊，同埋一個主要係有一個 swimming 呢個康樂設施同埋一個即係 swimming pool complex 咧，就會喺個公園嘅嗰度附近喺裏面嘅。咁而嗰個游泳池嘅設計咧，亦都係曾經咧係喺嗰個工作小組，我哋個小組委員會入邊去討論。咁近順德嗰邊咧就有一個係渠務處嘅一個 stormwater pumping station 啦，咁即係嗰個就係為咗即係防止上環區有個水浸 嘅情況出現嘅一啲泵房設施，咁其實大家都好擔心，即係知啲咁嘅泵房設施咧，會否即係霸佔維港兩岸嘅土地啦？咁而即係令到嗰個海港係海旁係唔吸引嘅。咁其實嗰個小組委員會亦都同渠務處開過相當多嘅會議咧。咁其實最後嘅設計咧，都係即係令委員滿意嘅，就係將嗰個即係泵房嘅設施盡量咧係放喺地底，而地面嘅即係建築物咧係做到最少，而且咧係要求咧係整個規劃咧唔係淨係一單一個泵房嘅設施，而係即係連同埋一啲即係嘅園林設施咧係一齊去做，咁變咗咧就話嗰樣嘢咧就唔係一個單一嘅即係啲 infrastructure 嘅工程，而係一個整體嘅海旁美化計劃。咁即係呢個我哋都睇到咧，就係一個即係可取嘅例子咧，就話一啲政府嘅，就算佢係一啲即係infrastructure 嘅工程部門咧，其實佢都理解到咧，即係其實我哋對於嗰個維港海旁咧係有一個遠景，就佢唔係淨係話去做一個佢自己範疇之內嘅一個即係啲泵房啊，或者係一啲即係渠啊咁嘅即係 utility 嘅工程。咁嚟到中環七個碼頭呢度，咁就小組委員會亦都花咗好多時間去做咗一個公眾參與計劃咧，就係嗰個 charm 嘅 project 啦。咁據理解就係話，即係呢一個 charm project 嘅報告咧，就已經交咗去即係規劃處啦。咁規劃處其實即將展開隔離連同隔離黃色嗰個部分嘅一個中環海旁嘅城市設計研究，咁呢啲資料咧都會係一拼啦，係喺嗰個設計研究嗰度咧係去整體考慮。咁見到嘅就係而家即係中環海旁嗰、那個情況啦，亦都係 charm project 嗰個範圍咯。咁亦都包括埋即係研究埋點樣可以同即係內陸嘅一啲建築物去聯繫啦。咁過嚟灣仔呢邊，咁成個綠色嘅部分當然就係KY 嗰個 subcommittee 嘅工作範圍啦，亦都花咗好多功夫啦。咁紅色嗰個部分就係即係頭先講咗嗰個即係動物公園啦。咁德國啱啱紅色嗰 part 啊，就係呢個遊街嘅即係土地嘅。咁即係呢個亦都係曾經係經過一個爭議啦，就話關於即係一個海旁嘅土地，咁嗰、那個即係密度會否太高咧？即係會否即係即係阻礙嗰個海濱長廊嘅發展啦？咁即係呢個其實喺個共建維港委員會，我哋個小組都係討論過，咁亦都係即係規劃處係修訂咗個設計嘅，最後咁亦都係即係符合咗嗰個海港規劃原則，就係話海旁嘅土地可以用一個較低密度嚇，同埋就係話即係要有一個即係通道咧，係可以去到嗰個海濱長廊嗰個設施。咁過到對面海西面開始啦，咁當然我哋唔係講緊成個西九文娛藝術區嘅規劃啦，咁嗰個就應該會再即係整裝再上馬啦嚇。咁但我哋做咗嘅就係呢個海濱長廊嘅即係第一期嘅設施啦。咁其實就第二期都已經係做咗㗎啦。咁即係而家呢啲海濱長廊嘅地方都係可以讓公眾使用嘅。咁當然啦，即係而家都要承認，就係話就算而家呢啲咁嘅臨時海濱設施，我哋係做好咗讓市民可以接觸海濱，但係咧始終咧嗰個交通咧都未係話真係咁即係理想嘅。無論係呢個西九龍啦，或者係灣仔嗰邊咧，咁都係即係一啲即係有待改進嘅情況。咁嚟到尖沙咀即係呢個海濱啦，咁委員會亦都係討論過尖沙咀嘅，咁呢個亦都係由旅遊發旅遊事務處嘅 負責嘅一個工作啦，咁就係話美化嗰個尖沙咀海濱長廊。咁其實部分工程咧就已經做完咗嘅啦，嚇咁即係例如係話星光大道呢一邊啊，或者係尖沙咀去紅磡嗰邊嘅長廊咧都做咗嘅啦。咁餘下部分就係嗰、那個即係碼頭依度啦，咁亦都係有個即係計劃去做個即係美化工程嘅，即係當個巴士站咧係即係移走咗之後，咁委員會亦都係將即係討論過即係呢啲咁樣樣嘅即係設施同埋設計。咁紅磡區呢一邊咧就正正就係剛才我頭先小組委員會報告嘅時候講過，就係即將會展開一個紅磡海旁規劃嘅研究啦。咁即亦都係希望可以喺紅磡區咧，就係即連接到嗰個尖沙咀同埋啟德，即作為一個即 missing link 咧，係去可以將嗰個海濱長廊咧一路連接到啟德。咁依、這個其實依一區嘅海濱研究計劃咧，就正在進行緊。咁亦都係即最近亦都係有一啲嘅地盤視察啦，同埋一啲嘅集思會咧係做咗。咁即如何將剛才一啲即海旁嘅唔同嘅土地，即聽落好似好零碎咁樣啦。咁但係點樣去即連接呢？咁剛才嗰啲係話一路發生緊嘅事，我哋係唔可以叫佢停，要去等嘅嚇。咁、啊、但係其實整體我哋其實有一個整體嘅規劃嘅概念去研究。以前都喺依個委員會度係去即向大家介紹過嘅。咁海旁將會分為七區啦，咁大家都見到就係話啟德區、灣仔區即係西九，咁都已經一路陸續會展開個別嘅研究。咁一啲紅磡而家已經係即將展開，咁尖沙咀亦都係已經係做咗啦。咁其實餘下嘅地區咧，就係話嗰個 Western Harbour 啦、西區海旁啦，或者係即香港島嘅西面同埋香港島嘅東面咧，咁應該都係會即陸續嚇、計灣仔啊、啟德啊、紅磡啊之後咧，係會繼續作出即個別區域性嘅研究，咁最後咧係做到一個即整體嗰、那個即維港嗰、那個藍圖出嚟嘅。咁主席，我報告到依度為止嚇。
大家可以看到呢，就我們這個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 呢默默耕耘呢，在維港的兩岸呢都是做了大量的工作的。就不知道我們各位委員對於 Vincent 剛剛這個報告有什麼意見或者提問的呢？對不起。
主席，多謝 Vincent 的報告。當然個資料咧就好詳盡同埋好有用，特別係佢文件俾咗我哋有個圖表咧，係即係列咗所有而家喺海濱發展發生緊嘅一啲項目啊。咁當然咧，我哋個別嘅海旁區咧有佢一啲發展或者規劃中嘅項目，咁但係就即係成個整個海港的規劃呢，可能 Vincent 他們最能夠有一個所謂整全的角度，就是 holistic 的角度。 我覺得呢，在這裡我有個意見呢，就可能是給 Vincent 的小組或者是整個 HEC 都未定。當然呢，分開區呢我們需要繼續去深化個規劃，但是你每一個區的規劃裡面呢，如果能夠有個整全的圖畫呢，我覺得會幫助到每一區個別的規劃的。咁而呢個整全圖畫咧，就我覺得其實唔係太困難去做到出嚟嘅。咁例如咧，就嗰個圖表，即係個表咧，就已經俾咗好多嘅資料。咁我有咁嘅建議，可以嘗試咁去整合啊。咁首先咧就即係 Vincent 最後都俾咗一兩張嘅 PowerPoint 俾我哋睇到咧。若果我哋而家想要visually 即係睇到一張成個海旁兩岸各區嘅土地利用，即係目前嘅土地利用嘅圖咧，其實係做得到嘅。咁所以即係我覺得應該有一個咁樣嘅資料可以俾到大家同埋俾到公眾啊。即係我想而家睇下一眼望落去咧，即係你可能喺個 screen 嗰度你 scroll 好多次啊，咁但係即係一個圖畫個海旁發生咩事係應該做得到嘅。咁另外一個我覺得應該做得到嘅咧，就係即係我哋喺理想之中嘅海旁啊。 我舉個例咧，就而家我哋做啟德規劃，或者係灣仔規劃，或者係中環嘅規劃咧，喺個分區嘅大光圖裏邊都有一啲所謂 artist impression 嘅圖畫俾我哋睇到，即係所謂個 landscape plan 係點樣。嗱，當然呢啲有待落實啦，但係就畫到出嚟我哋睇到噶嘛。咁有啲區做得仲靚添，即係有埋啲 animation 添㗎。咁或者你即係唔需要去到咁靚嘅，但我相信既然係有幾個圖我哋見到嘅，咁你所有嘅分區嘅大光圖裏面，我哋能夠畫到出嚟，應該唔係困難嘅事嚟嘅，即係甚至分鐘而家已經有嘅。咁假如我哋將呢啲擺埋曬喺一個圖裏面，咁我哋咪又可以見到一個整全嘅嘅規劃圖咯。咁嗰個咧就先至真正咧係即係城規會曾經講過咧嗰個維港嘅理想啊。即係個理想願景，咁我覺得就即係有嗰個整全圖畫咧，又係對我哋大家一個幫助。咁可能我仲有個意見嘅就係、是、喺剛才我提出咗兩幅整全圖畫，一個就係現狀，另外一個咧就係即係我哋有嗰個 landscape 嘅plan 啊，個理想。咁但係由個現狀同埋個理想中間咧，主席我建議咧可以有幾個嘅。presentation 俾大家去認知同埋去繼續理解嘅。咁第一個咧就係、是、我哋將現在所謂規劃咗嘅土地利用咧，又係用一個整全方式去 present 到出嚟。咁呢個同目前用地有啲唔同啊，即係規劃 planned use 同埋 existing use 有啲唔同噶嘛。所以 planned use 咧，即係我意思就係喺 OECP 裏邊，即係分區嘅大光圖裏邊已經 designate 咗嘅，寫咗出嚟嗰個用途。嗱，而家每一個區嘅 OECP 咧，我哋都見到即係有個靚版本嘅，即係整個七彩咧，即係唔同嘅顏色咁嘅用處。然後有一個summary 俾我哋咧，即係譬如道路係 20% 啊，即係一啲公共休憩用地係幾多 percent， 住宅幾多 percent 咁嘅。如果我哋能夠有一個根據現有嘅 OECP 嘅規劃咗嘅土地利用，喺成個海港區嘅一個，即係你將佢 integrate 埋去啊，咁我覺得咧就即係一個有用嘅資料，俾我哋喺現在同埋理想中間咧，即係我哋繼續 monitor 住佢嗰個進展。嗱，當然咧，你點樣做法咧？呢個我覺得可能規劃師學會嗰啲專業規劃師要俾啲意見我哋啦。咁最簡單做法就係你將所有海旁嘅 OECP 砌埋一齊咁。咁嗱，我個人就覺得唔係一個理想做法，因為好多 OECP 就唔係海旁嘅，而係去到好內陸嘅。咁不過由於我而家建議呢個咧，唔係一個法定圖嚟噶嘛。即係一個即係公眾嘅教育，同埋咧大家做海旁規劃嘅即係理解，咁所以即係其實可以用即係畫個 arbitrary 啲嘅界線嘅，咁但係呢啲我諗我等規劃師去諗啦，咁但係一個咁嘅圖，我覺得係有幫助嘅。而家個別 OECP 咧，我哋成日都會睇住佢整體嗰個土地利用分布。然後一路即係睇下佢嗰個實現，即係個落實係點樣樣。如果成個海旁有個咁樣嘅規劃嘅圖咧，咁可以拼埋我哋最後個規劃理想咧，咁大家即係除咗透明度之外啊，咁亦都可以即係幫助到政府喺啲即係落實上邊嘅工程啊。咁但係除咗呢個之外，我仲有兩個圖建議㗎。咁一個圖咧就係、是一啲現在已有嘅發展方案啊，嗱呢個就唔係土地利用，即係已經係落實咗或者係立咗項嘅 development。咁呢個同個Outline Zoning Plan 裏邊鬆咗嘅有啲唔同啊，即係有啲你鬆咗，但係未必做噶嘛。即係譬如喺嗰個圖裏邊咧，啟德咧就淨係有松寧嘅，但係如果已發展的項目咧，可能我哋係有一兩個。咁我覺得我哋亦都需要有一個整全嘅圖咧，睇到喺海旁裏面邊啲係已經即係定咗嘅發展嘅項目啊。咁我最後建議嘅一個又係一個整全嘅圖咧，就我覺得若果我哋能夠有一個所以佢個價值嘅反映到個海旁土地利用價值嘅一個圖片咧，就會相當之有用啦。即係有少少 valuation 嘅意思啦。我解釋一下個意思啦。我知道咧，規劃署咧就做咗一個全港性嘅研究，就係、是、叫做 landscape mapping 啊，即係全香港一個 landscape value 啊，就即係俾一啲嘅價值落去。咁呢個唔係好科學化嘅一個，即係值得幾多少錢咁，唔係嗰只啊，而係即係有幾大嘅 landscape value。 我覺得咧，如果你而家啊，即係問下大家公眾咧，喺海旁裏邊邊啲地方咧，佢係正啲，邊啲係冇咁正嘅咧，大家心中係有數嘅。咁即係例如海濱嘅公園嘅地方就會正啲啦，係咪？咁一個地盤咧就梗係唔正噶啦。即係我可以想象咧，就如果係大家俾一啲即係所謂 landscape value 落去咧，就唔係困難嘅。即係可能幾個層面嘅啫，即係唔係需要好仔細嘅。咁我哋嘅目標當然咧就係我哋睇到有啲即係譬如好正嘅地方，即係 green 嘅地方咁咁亦都有唔少咧係而家 grey 嘅地方啊，或者甚至即係黑添啊，即係啲戰場嚟嘅。咁我哋嘅目標咧就係成個維港嗰個 value 係逐步變咗做一啲大家覺得係高價值嘅。咁喺頭先我講個現狀同埋理想中間咧，即係我哋有一啲整全嘅圖畫可以俾委員會或者係俾到個公眾可以睇到。咁即係希望落實個城規會嗰個維港的理想啊。咁主席呢、這個我覺得係共建維港委員會值得去考慮嘅一樣嘢，因為咧 Harbourfront Enhancement Committee 若果直譯嘅話咧，就應該係海濱優化委員會啊，係咪？咁所以主席呢、這個我嘅意見啊。
多謝啊 WK 一系列嘅好具體嘅建議，或者 Vincent 會唔會諗睇下點樣考慮佢建議回應一下咧？
好啊。雖然我唔知道我喺小組委員會仲做多幾耐啊，咁啊，即係我諗呢啲都係好有用嘅建議嚟嘅。其實有一啲係今日冇帶嚟嘅，其實係嗰幅成個維港 map 曬所有嘅即係圖嗰張圖咧。我是曾經要求在我的小組委員會每一個小組委員會都是黏在那個房間那個壁布板那裡，其實所有我們那個小組委員會做過的事一直是 cumulative 這樣是黏在那個房間那個壁布板那裡，包括即是那個大的 mapping， 包括是即是那些 harbor planning principle 其實在那裡，因為我們經常都不停提醒自己，即係以防掛一漏萬，有時即係我哋嘅呢個小組委員會嘅特色就係話，一時做嘢咧就好似即係雀仔喺天上面飛，一睇睇曬成個維港，但係忽然間係攣咗落去個地下度咧，就睇住某一個地盤嘅。咁所以嗰支 zoom 咧係即係扯出扯入扯得好勁咧，其實都我哋都驚即係一路開會一路迷失咧，所以就都有呢啲咁嘅資料咧係不停咁樣提點我哋。咁咁我相信即係頭先啊 WK 提嗰啲嘢咧，係即係我哋可以做到嘅嚇。咁同埋即係咁有一啲嘢係可以，即係或者等政府部門規劃處嗰啲可以睇下點樣即係指引我哋繼續做啦。咁我其實成日都覺得由低温開始坐喺間房，我都想象緊呢度有個維港嘅模型喺度嘅。其實即係一路，其實可能同第一次我哋坐喺度開會，到今日呢兩年幾嗰個想像中嘅模型，其實已經有好多嘅改變嚇。即係啟德由冇嘢變，即係有好多嘢啦，灣仔海旁啊咁。咁其實即係嗰樣嘢都。如果有即係其實都係希望有組織地不停咁即係 remind 翻我哋啦。咁同埋我同意係需要有一啲更加容易表達嘅資料向公眾交代。咁多謝主席。
多謝 Vincent。有冇邊位委員？Yes, Andrew, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to report some of the work that the Harbour Business Forum has been doing in this regard. So I think over the last couple of years we've been doing a number of studies. I think 18 months ago we commissioned ERM to do a GIS study of the harbour, and that work was quite interesting, very broad brush, because GIS work is just that, but it looked at land use and zoning plans and did some comparative analysis, and that provided a sort of a tool for us to look holistically from that point of view. But we realised that there were some missing bits of information, in fact a lot of missing bits of information, and I think as WK has very carefully illustrated, you know, there's lots of pieces of information we need to enable us to be able to really move forwards with harbourfront enhancement. So about 6 months ago we commissioned Wilbur Smith to do a follow-on piece of work, and they've been working now for a period of time doing a number of things. Firstly, they've gone around and done a complete photo montage of the waterfront, every site, you know, every square inch of 100 kilometres around the waterfront. They've looked at all of the locations, and they've been doing some quasi-quantitative, qualitative assessments of what's there today. You know, if it's a car park, they've said it's a car park. If it's designated as residential and there's a residential, it's noted. If it's designated as residential and there's currently a site with a fence around it to be developed, then they note that as well. So they're really ground-proofing what's there today and looking how accessible the waterfront is. They're making measures of whether or not the waterfront is accessible physically, whether it's accessible virtually. They're making some more qualitative statements about how far away the MTR points of view. Vincent made a very important point, I think, about West Kowloon. West Kowloon is actually a lovely site. The temporary enhancement project is fantastic. I enjoy going over there very much. But it's a beast of a place to get to. It's quite difficult. So accessibility means different things for different sites. And it isn't just about physical access to the waterfront. It's time to access. It's complexity of access. And it's about how many people are accessing it. So it's about utilisation as well. And some of these things are very difficult to capture in a sort of a broad brush statement saying it's accessible or inaccessible. That would not do West Kowloon Waterfront Temporary Enhancement Project justice. However, if we are to look at these sites with a mind to how can we enhance the utilisation of them, how can we make them more vibrant, etc., in line with the harbourfront enhancement objectives, then we do need some more robust metrics to give us the, or even ideas of what the achievement is. So we talk about vision. If the vision for the temporary site is that we have much better utilisation, then it may well we talk about, well, what's the utilisation now? That utilisation may be predominantly just locals from the area that go walk their dog or take their kids for a cycle along the path. But it may be meritorious for us to say, well, why can't we get the equivalent number of tourist buses that go up to the peak and stop on Stubbs Road to take photographs, you know, on that West Kowloon site, taking photographs from that panoramic site, because it is again fantastic. But again, we're driven by what's possible on what locations and how we can then move forwards. But we have to really sort of know what sites are there in order to promote them, enhance them, or do whatever we need to take down either the physical or virtual barriers that are around that. So I think Wilbur Smith's going to do some interesting work. They've completed phase one. They're working on phase two now. And we're hoping within about 3 months we can really put that into the public domain. As far as the Harbour Business Forums goes, there's going to be no analysis on our point of view in terms of, you know, making real comment about the findings of the Wilbur Smith project. It's just going to be, we're going to put it out there and allow others to draw their conclusions. And I think HEC is, of course, one of the very interested parties that can look at this work and say, what does this tell us? How can we use this in our harbourfront enhancement work? So we'll lodge that fairly soon, and hopefully that will answer not all of, but at least some of WK's questions. A little bit broader on some of the points. I mean, from my own personal perspective, you know, the harbour planning principles have been well used by the various government departments, and I think we've seen a number of good projects that have really carefully looked at the harbour planning principles, particularly the Oil Street project and the Shengwan pumping station, but others as well. So I think, you know, in terms of ground proofing, are they useful? Are they being used? And will they be useful as we enhance, you know, more sites around the waterfront? Yes, I believe they will. The guidelines will add a little bit more, but there are always constraining factors in terms of what is predetermined, pre-planned, presupposed plots of land which have already got development approvals that predate. So I think, again, it's the interface issue, and I think WK, again, has hit the nail on the head in terms of the holistic thing, in terms of integrating the various sites. Obviously, this subcommittee has a lot of work to do, and it strikes me that whilst the term of HEC comes to a close, and I think this is the same question that was asked at the South East Kowloon subcommittee, you know, in terms of the remaining items on the tick list for the Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee to do, which includes the remaining studies, which are the district-based studies, which were supposedly done on an incremental basis, there's also the overall integrated study, and there was the look at the marine uses and the interface of land-marine. So there's a lot of work left on the table to do, and of course, at this juncture, all we can say is that's what's left to do, and put it on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Any comment? Yes, Patrick, please.
多謝主席。剛才阿 Vincent 咧就present 咗，即係做咗好多好多好好重要嘅工作。其實我有一個意見咧，就話Vincent 嘅小組咧就做咗一個好好嘅 Harbour Planning Principles。咁咧佢個小組咧就叫做 Harbour Plan Review Committee。其實咧我就好想知道咧，就而家佢剛才講話嗰個所有嘅 land use planning around 個 harbour 個情況咧，其實我仲想知道咧，就話而家 existing 嗰個 land use 咧，係如果將你嗰個 harbour planning principle apply 落去嘅時候咧，係有乜嘢嘅問題係需要進一步工作，即係仲我諗呢個咧就係嗰個小組咧，我諗我要求到咧，佢係俾到一啲呢啲咁嘅資料我，因為點解咧？好似你剛才你一 present 到去因為我東區比較熟啦，因為東區咧你都冇乜點講嘢嘅啊，即係就係嗰個問題就出現啦。咁係咪因為嗰度好多地方你嗰個 harbour planning principle 係 apply 唔到嘅咧？咁樣我好想知道呢啲咁嘅情況，係咪而家嗰個剛才啊 WK 講係咪啲 outline zoning plan 入面有問題呢？抑或係其他嘅一啲原因呢？咁係嗰個，因為最終目的我哋都係想做嘅 harbour fund enhancement， 我哋想知道喺呢個大前提底下，你一做個 review 嘅時候，係咪講到俾大家聽？我哋係會遇到啲咩困難？係我哋將要進一步做一啲咩嘅工作？我諗咧就因為大家知道咧，即係工作量好多，我想都係想你咧就 focus 喺呢一方面，更加話到俾大家聽，然後咧就分配俾其他嘅 committee 咧去進一步工作。所以好似我哋不斷都推話，喂，我哋東區要做翻一個her 咁樣，係嘛？但係你咁邊個去 initiate 呢樣嘢咧？我就想即係你起碼咧就有一啲 basis 講出嚟咧，就話我哋個 harbour planning principle 有邊幾個區咧係遇到一啲問題。我哋而家咁嘅 existing land use planning 咧，係永遠都 achieve 唔到呢個 principles 嘅。咁我哋咪要做翻一個detail 啲嘅一啲工作，一個 study 去做咯。即係我想知道呢方面呢啲資料嘅。多謝主席。
先生，想唔想回應一下？
多謝主席。多謝阿 Patrick 嗰個問題。咁大家都知道咧，就嗰、那個其實過去兩年幾都。小組委員會做了很多事情，但都是怎麼做都不夠的。見不到東區就並非因為東區有問題，其實沒有這樣的一回事。見不到東區就是因為so happen 東區沒有一些 immediate 的事發生，亦都是沒有在小組委員會的委員呢是要求即係有任何嘅即係 review 係關於東區，咁即係我話冇，即係話其他有嗰啲咧就走曬去第二度，咁所以就做咗嗰啲嘢。咁但係是否忽略咗嗰個東區咧？其實就唔係嘅，咁即係當然即係而家就好似覺得大家覺得對紅磡好好咁樣樣啦，即係做咗個即係整體嘅 review 關於紅磡，但係其實即係呢個其實。跟住紅磡之後就會係即係東區啊、西區啊咁樣樣，咁嗰個係即係一步一步做。咁我哋其實研究過，即係嗰個做依啲嘢嗰個程序咧，嗰個路線圖其實都有考慮過嘅。咁我哋有一樣嘢係好擔心嘅，即係當大家埋頭苦幹喺整個啟德嘅規劃，即係公眾參與，同埋喺同時進行緊灣仔嗰個總體規劃參與嘅時候咧。其實在小組委員會入面傾過，幾時應該推出一個區域性的規劃參與呢？你不能夠就係話同時辣曬幾個火頭在啟德、灣仔、東區、紅磡冚唪唥一起燒緊咧。嗰、那個我哋係諗過嗰、那個即係關於嗰個 engagement public participation 嗰個 fatigue 嘅問題。咁所以即係一步一步嚟咧，咁所以我哋決定咗首先推出紅磡，因為紅磡就係駁住咗啟德同埋尖沙咀。咁跟住嚟咧，應該咧就會係即係東區、西區同埋即係呢個 Western Harbour。咁係有咁嘅計劃嘅，咁但係當然 絕對不能夠承諾就在任內完成啦。咁因為真係要時間噶嘛嚇，唔該嚇，唔知阿規劃署嗰邊有冇嘢可以幫拖咧？
主席啊，就或者即係自己參與呢、這個即係海港規劃檢討嘅工作就即係唔係太耐啦。但係睇翻即係呢個小組嘅工作咧，其實即係喺兩年幾之前開始咧，個工作個範疇咧，其實我哋都可以即係分開即係幾方面咁嚟到去理解佢嘅。一個較為大範圍一啲高層次一啲，一個喺中間，一個或者係即係基層一啲小啲嘅範圍。喺大層大喺嗰個大範圍上邊咧，係呢個小組開始做咧，就係要做一個海港規劃嘅檢討。其實政府即係喺2003年都有一個海港規劃喺度嘅。咁當然我哋成立個小組，希望睇睇都係當時個計劃係咪有改善嘅地方啦。所以我哋需要做一個即係海港規劃嘅檢討。咁去面對呢個工作嗰陣時咧，那個小組咧就係即係決定咗咧，就係喺呢份檢討內，首先咧我哋要制定一啲所謂嗰個海港規劃嘅原則，跟住就制定一啲海港規劃嗰啲指引。咁個目的咧就係即係希望即係可以提供個大框架喺度咧，喺海港周圍嘅嘢喺我哋檢討之中咧，都仲可以發生緊，根據翻嗰個指引同埋嗰個原則嚟到做。咁呢個就喺嗰、那個即係所謂較高層次嘅層面。喺中間嗰個層面咧，其實咧喺海港嘅即係兩旁咧。就不斷有不同的研究發生緊嘅，啟德嗰個檢討啦，中環灣仔嗰個檢討啦，亦都有一啲，譬如話西九龍嗰個文言文社區嗰啲，都有啲另外一啲檢討啦。咁有呢啲所有唔同嗰啲studies 喺一個中嘅層面嗰度咧，係提供到一啲即係資料俾我哋去即係、就是、做整個大海港嗰個規劃嗰、那個嗰、那個檢討嘅。咁喺一啲未曾有地方做嘅，頭先阿 Vincent 提到有七個唔同嘅地區嗰、那個我哋要做一啲所謂嘅 district based 嘅 study 啦，紅磡嗰個我哋已經開展咗啦。咁其他地區即係例如好似話港島東區啊、港島西區啊，咁呢啲我哋係即係會陸陸續續咁嚟到做，就因應翻嗰個資源嘅一個許可，我哋都會繼續去做嘅。咁至於喺即係較為嘅基層一啲或者地區一啲嘅層面咧，其實頭先 Vincent 都介紹過，有好多唔同嘅即係小型嘅項目工程，例如好似譬如話油街，大家商討有關佢嗰個發展密度嗰陣時咧，個小組委員會咧都發揮咗佢嘅作用，俾好多意見，即係政府都係修訂嗰個規劃大綱。有關喺呢個上環一個泵房，咁啊小組委員會都提供啲意見，喺個設計咧都改善咗。提供一啲即係較為更加即係全面一啲嘅遠景嘅設計，咁即係整個小組委員會咧係喺一啲即係三個層面嗰度一路咁運作嘅。咁經過咗呢兩年嘅工作咧，其實我哋都累積咗一啲資料，就累積咗啲資料咧，就令到我哋可以咧就其實即係有啲本錢咧可以即係做到頭先阿陳偉良博士所嗰啲咁嘅建議，即係同樣嘅建議，如果喺大概係兩年之前到咧，我哋未必可能會做得到，但係而家其實因為嗰個海防經過呢兩年嘅工作咧，陸續唔同嘅嘢發生咗啦。其實我哋可以即係考慮，即係點樣可以將嗰啲資料去組合。個目的咧，我諗就係可以有一個更加好嘅工具咧，即係俾到我哋日後嗰個工作嗰陣時咧，都可以睇到邊度唔足夠啊，求有啲全面咁睇睇。咁我諗嗰個係主要，即係如果我了解冇錯，陳博士個建議咧，係將我哋現有啲工作，就係同埋而家有一啲嘅願景有關海防嘅地方，將佢組合一下，作為一個工具，幫我哋日後嗰個工作嘅嚇。多謝主席。
多謝 Raymond 嚇。就至於其他阿 Ben 嚇，
主席首先我諗我有兩點嘅建議嘅。我哋要多謝阿 Vincent 俾咗我哋一個好緊要嘅，即係去睇成個維港將來優化嘅一個即係視野啦。咁我有兩個 point 想問嘅。第一個就係關乎佢頭先講有一啲係已優化嘅地段，第二咧就係好需要優化或者係好值得去優化嘅地段。咁我第一個問題關於嗰個已優化嘅地段，咁我好想知道我哋係咪應該有啲更多嘅跟進工作，例如了解用者當區居民嘅反應同埋滿意度咧。第二，作為推動者，你哋嘅關注相關持份者或者關注者嘅滿意度或者係個反應啦。跟住就係話有冇一啲不足之處或者係更嘅願景，係希望佢更優化之中嘅優化咧。咁我哋可唔可以找出嚟咧？咁然後咧，作為一個叫做參考嘅樣板工程，就繼續優化其他嘅地段啦。咁即係而家我又眯埋眼繼續優化啦。咁我知道有幾多點要優化啦。咁係咪呢個就係最 達到目的的優化呢？咁我有啲問號咯，應唔應該去做一啲 polling 或者係啲民調咧？咁咁另外咧，第二個問題關乎就係好想優化或者係準備優化嘅一啲點啦。我好記得上個禮拜嘅公聽會裏邊咧，就曾經我哋有人提問過啦，就可唔可以唔好淨係話 land use， 而係幫助我哋拉闊啲嘅視野，係話將來優化亦都係關乎離開海岸嘅50米嘅海洋面積咧咁。咁先係真真正正有個勇氣踏出嗰一步。如果我哋仲係規範翻，因為嗰個海旁嘅土地，咁我哋係咪又係打翻原形咧？咁我有呢兩點啫。
多謝阿咩，有請阿 Vincent 或者回應一下，係嘛？
我完全同意曬阿咩嘅意見。咁以優化地段咧，即係喺我理解咧。就其實近呢一兩年，我會睇到就係、即係西九海濱長廊啦，尖沙咀嗰度係做咗一個即係優化嘅工作。咁啱啱即係呢個貓貓狗狗公園啦，即係灣仔呢、這個。咁我都覺得可以組織一啲 polling 去睇下，即係公眾對於即係呢啲嘅接受程度嘅。咁、啊、當然我講完之後，我冇尖冇線嘅，即係嚇，即係要睇下點樣喺即係政府部門嗰度可以配合到。咁、我覺得依個係可以做到。咁即係第二點我係同意啦。咁即係因為其實自己一路都有諗嘅，即係喺個工作入邊做咗幾年之後咁。睇到西九海濱長廊啦，睇到灣仔海濱長廊，咁我哋將會有一個即係連綿不絕嘅海濱長廊喺香港出現 ，which 呢啲係以前冇。我喺度諗緊咧，就係話依啲海濱長廊一路去做嘅時候，會唔會區區一樣樣咧？其實呢個係我一個好即係一個好強烈嘅擔心嚟，因為我開始見到灣仔有少少同西九一樣樣，咁。咁呢個係即係需要，即係其實下一步咧係需要去探討喺個設計上面點樣可以有個地區色彩，點樣可以有嗰、那個即係區內嘅特色嚇。咁、啊、當然即係譬如係中環咁，如果你留到皇后碼頭嗰啲，咁梗係咁咪有個特色咯。咁如果你又係鏟咗佢，又係即係再係由平由冇嘢畫起嘅時候，咁當然又可能係會即係。一樣樣嘅，咁即係呢啲其實係我下一步會即係關注嘅，亦都係即係希望推動到喺有個連貫性嘅海濱長廊之餘，係可以有每一區嘅地區特色。咁呢個都係即係希望大家同我一齊努力啊！多謝主席。
我哋聽到咧就有關維港兩岸嘅優化工作咧，咁做咗好多功夫，咁當然咧就要有一個。連貫性的海濱長廊呢還是未來數年呢亦都還有很多工作要做，但是大家亦都凝聚了很多共識，剛提到即地區的特色不好都是一個樣子、啊、之類都是很值得日後政府的同事可以參考的。咁啊 Rita 或者又可以講講佢的睇法啦，好嗎？
多謝主席。我覺得呢其實共建維港委員會成立了這幾年呢，即是有很巨大的，即我相信我們默默地做的工作呢未必是用一些打锣打鼓的方式，即是我都會知道，但是其實所得到的成果是很大。我看到的呢就要主要在個硬件的角度、軟件的角度，我想先說後者先的，就是由共建維港委員會帶領我們去做這個公眾參與。我估在我們的整個規劃的歷史香港以來，這個是一個很大的嶄新和很大的一步的。那現在我們都看得到，我們是需要這樣的過程，市民也都期望政府是應該這樣做，所以政府和共建維港委員會在這裡所做的工作呢是真的應該很值得肯定，而啟德得到的成果呢是得來不易。那當然陳偉群博士的帶領都很重要啦，在灣仔那裡現在已經一路成熟了，應該說去到一個階段我們可以將那個的即 即係個土地同埋個規劃嗰個願景可以落實嚟㗎啦。咁所以喺呢啲係我會覺得咧，仲更加喺個社會上面，即係得到嗰個嘅影響，仲更加緊要過我哋而家講緊嘅條海濱長廊嗰個過程，因為與民策即係嗰個規劃呢、這、一個嚇呢、這個新嘅文化，亦都幫助到我哋去凝聚到共識啦。咁但係講翻個硬件喺度咧，我估。我哋又唔使去太早下一個定論，話啲嘢係咪會完全咧就樣板啦？以後個海濱長廊係會一式一樣咧咁。嗱，我估而家睇嘅咧都係一啲叫做短暫嘅用途啊，即係你睇西九都係一個短暫嘅用途。雖然我哋曾經都有個討論，到底係咪應該花費即係一啲資源抌落去一啲我哋認為咧係短暫用途嘅海邊，但係我估我哋都認為係值得嘅。咁所以咧，西九我哋係投放咗真係數千萬喺度，所以從嗰個用嗰個角度嚟講咧，我覺得市民都要知道啊。咁變咗頭先阿 May 啊同埋 Vincent 所講話，到底即係我哋嗰個提供咗呢啲咁嘅設施，有個用嗰度係點樣樣？咁你話去做一個民意嘅，即係去調查呢、這個都無可厚非。咁當然亦都反映啦，我都不得不承認就係話，咁你政府。又大力做了幾多嘢去推動呢啲人嘅用途咧？咁所以我估呢啲我哋都可以翻去研究。譬如話咧，我覺得就得到呢個教訓之後咧，或者呢個經驗咧，喺灣仔呢一個嘅長廊即係要去而家就快可以開放俾市民咧，我哋係有一個好嘅一個嘅信息得到咧，就係、是旅遊事務專員嗰邊咧就已經問我哋有咩地方可以泊到車嘅。我哋想帶啲人去呢個灣仔嘅海濱嗰度喎，咁嗱呢啲咪就係一啲我哋喺不知不覺間可以提供到一啲新嘅即係項目又好，俾啲設施俾啲遊客又好或者市民都好咯，咁呢啲係發生緊，不過就未去到即係、就是、可以話宣布啦，咁我哋喺度醖釀緊，咁同埋就呢、這個都係短暫啦。直至到 KY 遲下他們推翻那個整個灣仔的這個計劃之後就我們會逐步落實，但是我估我們又不適宜太過太快去將市民的期望扯得很高，因為規劃是要時間去落實的，我們今天見到的東西是三四年前定下來的東西，所以我們即係定嘅，譬如啟德嘅發展啊、灣仔啊，第日甚至乎所有即係西九都要時間去落實嘅。咁所以我哋更加要掌握嘅就係咧個社會嗰個脈搏啊，一路係咁樣去轉化嘅。咁今日定嘅，我哋全人類即係拍手稱即係讚嘅，可能幾年後未必係同意嘅喎，因為嗰個新嘅事物啊不斷發生嘅。咁所以我覺得我唔係咁悲觀咯，即係一個活嘅東西嘛，係嘛咁樣。至於咧，阿 Vincent 你講咗兩次，我聽得好清楚啊！我任內有咩即係做唔做得到啊？時間俾唔俾你繼續做咧？咁我估你唔需要擔心啊，真係工作咧就唔會完嘅。我就認為咧，我當然未有呢個咁嘅權啊，我亦都冇呢個係我局長嘅最終嘅權。去決定是不是這個即是那個任期到6月30號之後呢去個安排是怎樣，這個是局長他會在適當的時候會有個宣布。不過我自己看呢即是講即是看回共建維港委員會現在做的工作和我們凝聚到的那個成績呢，我看到一個現在來緊不會擔心我去做，譬如說即是你中環你提起了這個皇后碼頭這個的問題，我們會處理的，下個星期都會去立法會那裡去提交一個怎樣去保護，即是重新去即是去看那個規劃，即是中環，但是即所以我尤其是呢就規劃處呢會很快呢就會開展那個呢在中環那個海濱那個的城市設計的那個研究，在那裡呢我都希望可以呢就是借助共建維港委員會已經有的一些經驗和個網絡呢去跟我們繼續去做那個公眾諮詢工作，去即將這個做得更好，即是 做得即是盡善盡美。咁如果係即係呢一個喺點樣去保育我哋 即係中環嗰個皇后碼頭嘅工作，包括佢選址啊，點樣去做咧？呢個係應該係要拎佢出嚟俾公眾討論嘅。但係我哋唔可以咧，唔令到市民清楚知道而家講緊。即是说保育的地点第时会发生是什么回事，包括它能否第日再来用一个用作码头，它只不过是一个全片的土地里面突然间的一个建筑物来的，是不是这样呢？这些我们要给市民有一个即很清晰的信息，然后做一个给一些意见。我就认为共建委员会可以在这里发挥到的。即所以是會繼續有工作做的、Vincent 你不是很需要太擔心你我怕你到時又說不知道應不應該是繼續你去做，或者應該另外我們請委員呢去幫忙，即去做一個特別的委員會 去跟進這個工作、但是你剛才提的那個即說、一個諮詢得太多會不會令到市民有些疲累咧？這個我哋都要關注噶，所以唔係可以從即係我自己都同意，唔可以話每一個 plan 都同一時間咁出嚟，我哋自己都要協調一下。咁呢個就唔係表示話邊個有優先，邊個係，而係真係時空嘅關係啦。譬如灣仔同埋啟德，我哋係需要喺一啲時間裏邊係要做嘅咁啊。咁所以東區唔係話表示唔做就唔重視嘅，我估呢個大家都會明白咁樣，即係。我希望可以釋咗一啲疑慮啦。
多謝 Rita， 多謝特別多謝 Rita 對共建維港委員會工作嘅肯定，同埋對凝聚共識嘅重視。咁Vincent 可能而家就稍微安心一啲啦。有啲問題。唔知道有冇其他委員？有意見或者是建議的呢？